T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Tower cleared.
Here, we got a roll program.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Grant Cameron, and I have a special guest today, Deb Frew, who's a friend of mine from the great state of Illinois. And I'm going to talk to Deb today about maybe a little bit about her work as well. We've done one interview before, but we mostly want to talk about an event that Deb is holding in August of this year, and I'm going to be there speaking, and I want to hear who else is speaking to make sure I'm coming to the right place. And so welcome, Deb, and thank you for inviting me to Illinois to speak, and thank you for hosting this event. It's kind of an interesting event in terms of my look at the thing, because people see me mostly as a ufologist, and I don't do much of that anymore. And you're sort of in the wide field. Most people that don't really know that much about it don't realize that this is not just UFOs. That's what I wrote a book called Managing Magic, where I say the government is managing magic. It's not UFOs. They've got this whole litany of things that you're trying to figure out how do these things fit together. So you're running an event called the Metaphysical Tribe event. Explain how this came to be. And what's going to happen this year? And let's just go start there and go through this.
Well, the story of how this started is kind of funny. This will be our eighth year. But the first year that I held it in my backyard. And it was just kind of a bonfire and hangout for my psychic friends, because I have a lot of psychic friends. So what happens is, I live so far away from everyone. I live in a log cabin on a lake in the woods.
Wow.
And so people just don't come out to me. If I want to see my friends, I go out and see them. So I thought, well, I'm going to have an event at my house, just a picnic sort of thing. And, you know, we'll just hang out and have dinner and do readings for each other and so forth. Well, it turns out about four carloads of people came, and they drove 100 miles each way to get to my house. And when I heard they were coming 100 miles, I thought, well, I better make this a little bit more special than just hanging out. So I did my best on short notice, and everyone had such a good time that they asked me if I would do it again. And I was like, really? You want me to do this? They said, yeah, next year, same time. And I thought, okie doke. So I did it the second year, but now I thought, well, I have time to jazz it up a little bit. So I got a storyteller and a fire dancer and, you know, really, really threw everything I had at it. But a really interesting thing happened. The storyteller stood in front of the wild space. There's a place in my backyard, it's huge. And I call it the wild space. People can't go back there because it's just brambles and it's just poison ivy, you know, you can't get back there. But that's, according to the legends, that's where the fairies hang out. They hang out where you're not cultivating, you're not trying to make an English garden, you're just letting everything go wild. And that's where they recharge. So when we moved in here, I said, hey, that's the wild space. It's for the fairies. I've never seen a fairy. I just did it for them because. So our storyteller told a story about a mortal man who married a fairy, and it was a great story. And when he was finished, one of the members of the tribe stood up. Her name is Linda Wilkes. She's actually presenting this year. She is a walk-in soul. Now, a lot of people have never heard of this walk-in soul. And so what it is you've come to this earth, you've finished all your karma, you can leave now, but you've got this perfectly good body. So generally speaking, you get very, 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 very sick. And you make a deal with another soul that doesn't want to go through the birth and the toddlerhood and the teenage years and all that. They just want to step in, get some work done, and leave too. Mm-hmm. And so in the 90s, this happened to Linda. And she's actually going to tell that story this year at our event. So it's a gripping story. I was at the edge of my chair the first time I heard it. So Linda stands up and she says, Pan, who's the head of the fairies, just told me that if we say his name three times, he'll appear. And I looked at the group and the group looked back at me and we were like, what do we do now? Now, I have to digress a moment to tell you that it was about 150 degrees out that day and the humidity was about 1,000,000%. Yeah. And all we really wanted to do that night was go home and take a shower. I give everybody credit who sat there that night because it was so hot and sticky. And all the plants were just like drooping and the trees were all just drooping. There was no breeze. It was just a really tough night weather-wise. But we took the challenge and we said Pan's name three times. So at the end of the third time, I turned around and I looked at the wild space and everything was standing there like this, except for this one bush in the corner that was shaking at 100 miles an hour, just shaking as if it was in a hurricane. And I looked at the group and I said, am I the only one seeing this? And everybody else's mouth was hanging wide open. So I knew I wasn't the only one. That was the day that I knew that this was more than just a picnic, a hangout, a bonfire. Something else is going on here. And so I decided to really explore that. As metaphysicians, we have several goals in mind now. One of them is networking because we're all brainwashed to be in competition with each other. And I'm really tired of being in competition with people. And our tagline is cooperation, not competition, because we're just really, really tired of having to fight all the time. We can get a lot more done and a lot faster if we work together. And so I started bringing together some speakers and some entertainment, and then we just got too big for my yard because every year we were doubling in size. So I found this luxury B&B around the corner from my house practically, and we moved it over there. And that just became the most beautiful setting to have this in. And then COVID came and I couldn't do a live event, and I quickly learned how to do a virtual event, and we held a virtual event that year. Tracy Garbutt Dolan was our keynote speaker that year. God bless her. She did a wonderful job. And now we're back to reality. And I took a chance selling tickets. I started selling them in January, believing that we'd be getting together. And as of yesterday, the United States is just relaxing all kinds of COVID restrictions. And the state of Illinois is about to relax all COVID restrictions by June 11th. And should that happen, then I'm going to actually open up more ticket sales because I can have more people. So I'm really excited about it, especially because it used to be one jam-packed day and now it's four. So We're starting out with Thursday, dinner and a movie. Everybody has to check in around 3 o'clock. So we'll have dinner and then we're going to watch a movie at the inn.
This is at a different place, right?
No, this is at the inn that we've been at.
Oh, okay. You're back at the same place.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We were able to get a date because of COVID.
And whereabouts is that for people that?
It's in Franklin Grove, Illinois. It's a town that's so small. There's no stoplight in it, but it's the most luxury B&B I've been to in, and I've been around the world. I mean, it's just really, really wonderful.
And how far would that be from Chicago for people that are flying in there?
It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on where you're coming from.
Okay.
So it's a straight drive. It's a straight shot. So at any rate, this year, we're having 2 days of speakers. So Friday, we'll start with a business coach. Her name is Jean Kuhn. And she spoke last year and everybody loved her because she's a business coach. She comes from a place of heart. So it's not all about money, money, money. It's about serving too. And so it balances out your business. And
Let me interrupt there. A lot of your client, the people that come are people who do this for a living, right? Like,
yeah, a lot of us are readers, psychics.
So give me an idea of what kind of people are there. Like, what's the general person that attends?
So we have tarot card readers such as myself, mediums, channelers, Akashic record readers, Qigong masters, yoga masters, Reiki masters. So anybody who's in even metaphysical adjacent type of niches that they aren't easily pigeonholed, those are the people that come to this. And you know, there's no one supporting us. And so this is the only networking group for people who are metaphysicians.
And most of the people would know each other, right? It's the same people, you know, a general crowd that comes that all.
Well, there's a core group. I mean, from that first couple of times we were at the bonfire in my backyard, yes, we still have a good sized core group, but every year new people come because every year we double the gate. Twice as many people show up. So this year is a little wonky because of restrictions.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we're starting out with Jean Kuhn. And the thing that I want you to know about Jean is, you know, a lot of us have micro businesses, really micro businesses. We'd like to be able to make a living, but not quite. It's not quite happening yet for a lot of people. And when COVID started, she put together a free daily coaching group, which I joined. And most of us in the group had our best year, the year of COVID. So she really, really knows her stuff. And I just really want her to be there. So she's our first speaker. The next speaker is going to be Linda Wilkes that I just told you about, the walk-in soul. She's going to tell the story of how she became a walk-in soul. And how she, you know, the changes it's brought in her life. And that will be followed, because this is kind of the day that's dedicated more to our business. I'm going to introduce a practitioner named Tara McCollum, who has developed something called the Muse Method. I'll be honest with you, I'm her client. She has a method for just leaving behind the stuff that doesn't work and just going for it. That is so just, it's like magic. I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know how she's going to explain it because it's different for every person. But the way she describes it is that, you know, she reaches inside and finds that golden box of promises that you made, that were going to do when you got here, and let's brush it off and do it, you know? And she can make it happen. So it's really exciting to have her come and talk about her business. Then we'll go out to dinner, and that'll be followed by hangout time. I have a little trio coming, and we have a big fireplace there, and it's just a lovely spot for hanging out and watching the stars. So that's going to be on our Friday. Saturday is our day of stars. So we're starting out with Jeff Lorkey. Jeff, I learned about from you, actually.
Yeah, cool.
He lives in Chicago in Logan Square, for those who are local. And he does some of the most amazing photography of light phenomenon I have ever seen. Every so often, I'll catch something really out there and I'll send it to him and he'll say, oh, that's funny. I just got this last night. And he'll send me something that's even bigger and more wow. He has videos. He's going to show us the things that he's getting in his little tiny backyard in Logan Square. So I can't wait to see, because, you know, everyone knows what orbs are. But when you see Jeff's pictures, you'll really, really start to wonder what's going on. So, yeah. Part of the reason for this is because metaphysicians aren't usually exposed to these kinds of things. So I like to push the edges for them.
That is very sort of visual. You see his photographs. I mean, and I've mentioned this before. We did a couple of panels on this, that these people are starting to pop up. Even you're getting into it, you know, where people are starting to photograph this stuff. And you may not know what it is, but it's pretty wild when you look at some of the photographs of stuff that people are photographing, especially him. He's in the middle of Chicago, and there's just like all these sort of tenement houses around him and stuff like that. And he's got the being standing on the stairs and beams coming out of the sky. And that's a good pick to bring in Jeff. So, okay.
So, yeah, he's fascinating. And he'll be followed by two of my favorite people, Marcel Vidovic and Kimberly Marie. They are two of the top people with Stephen Greer. And they go around and do CE5 with him. Now, CE5, for those who don't know, you all have probably heard of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind is when you call the craft to you. And so that's what they do. And they're going to tell us how it works and what it's about. They're going to show us some video and some pictures. And they're quite fascinating. I can't wait to hear them. Even Marcel says that he had a 20-minute conversation on Mount Shasta with a being. Well, I want to hear that myself. So
the other thing we might mention with them is that they're doing the CE6 now. We did an interview with both him, and with Marcel, and with Jimmy, the guy that invented this, where they use these little radios to make communication. They send these signals. They transfer a photograph into a audio signal, and they send it. And so they're bringing the radios, and they have these interactions with the radios, which is fascinating. When you see, if you see the video, I'll give you a link, and you can send it out to the people that are coming to describe what they're going to see. Because this interview is like 2.5 hours long. It has an hour plus an hour of photographs that they got with using this technology. You see them put these radios in microwave ovens, which are shielded, so nothing can come through. And the radio's still talking. It is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And so the people that are coming should know they're going to have the radios there. And you may actually get this situation where these radios start to talk while this CE5 is going on.
Well, let me tell you a funny story. Marcel and I were on Zoom just to have a catch-up conversation about the event. And it was the day that Clifford Stone died. Now, Clifford Stone was one of the military men who was on the scene of Roswell, the big Roswell crash that sort of marked the beginning of the modern UFO days. And it was funny because Marcel had his radios with him and he said, before I got on the phone with you, I sent out a message in my mind to Clifford Stone and said, if there's anything you want to say, I have the radios on. And the radios didn't make a sound. And then he and I get on the phone and they're squawking nonstop while we're having our conversation. So it was pretty funny. And these squawks can be translated, which is the part that's pretty thrilling for me. So they're going to tell us all this. And there's so much to say. I don't even know where to start with those two. but they certainly have the pedigree, having worked for Stephen Greer and being able to do this on their own. They have their own CE5 group in Michigan, and they go up to Wisconsin, and they're, you know, they really bring in some startling things. So after Marcel and Kim are finished, then we're going to go to dinner. And when we come back, that's when you get to give your talk. And I'm sort of not even telling people what it's about. I'm just kind of saying it's paranormal consciousness, high strangeness, because you travel so fast through reality that I don't want to pin you down. I want you to talk about whatever you want. But some of your most recent presentations have really been amazing to me, particularly, it wasn't Contact in the Desert, it was... The Ozark presentation was amazing, and I think that's exactly what everyone will be able to understand and you know, chime with. However, you're not the last thing happening that night, because after your talk, we're going across the street right next to the graveyard. Wow. And we're going to set up and do a CE5 with Marcel and Kim. Wow. So we're going to see what we can do. Can we get any flashbulbs or any signals or anything from the craft themselves? They're bringing their lasers. And those of you who aren't quite following along because you don't know what all these things are, oh, please just come. You won't believe it. It's going to be quite mind-blowing. The final day is for people who have already made their reservations. The final day is actually sold out, and that is just the goodbye breakfast. So it's not necessary to attend that, but it is sold out. We have no more space unless the state of Illinois opens a little more, and then we will have more space.
Yeah, you guys are ahead of the ball there. People realize, I don't know if people have been to these kind of events, but what you realize is not just an event like you'd watch online or something, that by the end of the weekend, you know everybody. And so, I mean, everybody goes to the breakfast because this becomes your family, because usually your family could care less. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about this kind of stuff. And so when you meet people that are of like mind, that becomes like, you've got to go there every year, because these are the people that understand what I'm talking about.
Exactly. And one of the things that we've been doing since almost the very beginning is for people who spend the whole weekend, we give out a goodie bag to each of them with everybody's business card in it. So in case you couldn't remember someone's name or, you know, whatever, you can always go through all the business cards and see if you can find them. So, you know, we try to keep that connection going.
Wow. Beautiful. I was just mentioning, thinking my speech will be good unless you have Kim. I don't know if you know the funny story happened at Shasta. Kim does this Kundalini exercise thing to open up the Kundalini. And I always said, you know, if it had been dark, I would have left. It was like, but I came to Mount Shasta and you're expecting these, you know, this contact to take place. And suddenly you're doing this exercise where it's like, do this, do this, do this. And it's like, oh my goodness. And if you've never done it, but it's like, and so she's an expert at this. And it was just like, I just like, wow. It's like, and that's, you sort of realize that it opens your mind to other types of modalities, that other people are doing this kind of stuff. You think it's all very simple. And then people are experts at this stuff. And you come to learn by interacting with other people who are doing other modalities, that it's this really wild world where people have, you can learn from other people. It's not just your little thing that you've got, that you've learned this. You understand that it's a very magnificent world.
Well, Kim is actually going to do some early morning Kundalini for anybody who wants to come.
Oh, there she goes. Okay. So
for breakfast. Yeah. So, and we're going to do a tiny bit just before the CE5. So
you better practice before you come. I couldn't believe how strenuous it was because I never do it. And so it was like, oh my goodness. It's like, hold this one for 3 minutes. It's like, and you figure, okay, now we're done. Okay. Another one. It's like, but it's, that's interesting people. Like, I mean, and again, it's like, I know Kim and Marcel from Shasta, and that's the thing is these become family. that I've interviewed them both and I know them, and now I'm going to meet them here. And you meet these people at different conferences around the world and you get to know, like people will say to me, oh, in Winnipeg, like you really don't talk to anybody. I said, look, really? I mean, I can go to any state in the United States and I can go anytime, and I have a bunch of people that, that I know, and you, you create this family all around the United States of people who have like minds. So
Very true. Well, we're already a nice tight group. So, and now with, well, every year with new faces coming, it's just nice to welcome new people, show them what we do. And, you know, and everyone always has such a good time. It's hard to say no every year. You have to really think about it, because it's really something to be able to be with your real tribe, yeah. You know.
And I don't know, you can, maybe you can correct me, but most of the conferences that are held in California, Nevada, and on the East Coast, I don't think there's any. And you're probably maybe the only one in the Midwest, except for the Ozark one. But that's what people got to realize is, if you, unless you're going to go to California, there are not many conferences in the middle of the country like where you are.
Well, this is true. And that's kind of what I'm trying to put together this year. And if it has a good response, well, I'll go that direction again. I mean, I'm here to I feel like my job is to take you to the edges of what you think you understand. Exactly. And show you the next step. And I think everybody on our list this year as a speaker is qualified in that way. So it's just going to be a really, you know, stimulating event in that so much new information coming through.
Wow. Yeah. And I will do my best to introduce stuff that people will go, wow, because Jeff's photographs and the radio thing is something that if you haven't seen it, it'll stop you in your tracks. You'll go like, what? Or the blindfold stuff. I mean, bring a little bit of the blindfolds. I've got these kids with the blindfolds that I can post it on Facebook and people will go, oh yeah, that's pretty cool, you know, and then when's disclosure coming? And it's like, you realize these kids are running around through obstacle courses with blindfolds on? I mean, this is like, you know, there's so many weird things that when you put them together, or the savants who, you know, you ask the guy, what's 2 + 3? And the guy goes, would that be 7? And they go, no, it's not 7. What's July the 11th, 93,433? And the guy goes, that's a Tuesday. And that kind of stuff, where people, when you open their mind up to what is possible, that it's not the simple world people think it is. So that's what I like to do, is I call poking the bear. It's like to wake people up and they go like, maybe he's making this up, but man, this is really weird stuff that they're talking about here. And people to realize, because I didn't realize until I had my sighting, and you probably the same thing. You weren't always awake. Like I got woken up a couple of times where it's like, what's going on here? Like,
it's very true. I mean, I kept getting nudged all through my life, but it took a certain amount of seasoning for me to be able to say, you know, I really don't know how these things work. I don't know how really much of reality works. You know, I had to come to that decision for myself. And it's funny because when we're trained to never go there, you know, don't say you don't know what reality is, because then you're crazy, right? But the thing is when you do finally reach that point, you are set free to learn so many amazing things and meet so many amazing people. Yeah. So it's so worth it to do it.
Yeah. Do people do readings there? Do you have
sessions? Oh, yes. We have vendors and readers. So, you know, feel free to come and partake of whatever we have that day.
Let's see. Do you have healers there? Do you have people that do healing and stuff like that?
Yes, we do. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you got the vendors. So you have vendor tables and that's going on the whole time?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people really get into that too. They just want to go and they see somebody new, or they heard about somebody and they're there, and people like travel around. They do the circuit where they're very into that kind of stuff, I know.
Well, we're not having any of the vendor or reader tables open during the presentations because they want to hear this just as much as everyone else does. So, you know, we're closing them down so that everybody can really get the story. And then we'll all go back to our vendor tables and try and make change for a 20. I don't know.
Let's talk a little bit about yours. You're doing tarot card readings. You've done it your whole life, and now you're a facilitator on this kind of stuff. And you told me one time that you can sort of read without the cards. You're sort of psychic. The cards are like a tool, but you really, in the end, may not need the cards, right?
Absolutely. I've been reading professionally for 34 years, so probably in total 36 years I've been reading. It's been a long, strange trip, definitely, and all the ways that society looks at you and, you know, treats you, plus you're getting better, having doubts, getting better, you know, that sort of thing. But a few years ago, the light went on completely. And it was like, you know what you're doing. You're really accurate. Just do what you do. And so I simplified my business so that I could do this event once a year. And those are the two things that I do with all my time. But yes, I have read without cards. I was pressed to do it one day. I was at an Abraham Hicks, in the audience of an Abraham Hicks thing. And the lady next to me asked me for a reading. I didn't have cards. I didn't have a place to put them. So I just said, sure. And she called me and told me that all those things happened. So that was pretty amazing to me. It sort of was confirmation. And recently somebody asked me to do a reading for him and he wasn't sitting for the reading. And I like to have that person there. You know, their energy is helpful. So I put a picture of him up on my computer and did the reading. So,
wow. You mentioned channelers. Do you have any famous channelers that attend there that I would know? Because you know I'm into channelers. Does sort of channeling. My assistant does channeling.
No, as a matter of fact, no. I have so far in the vendors pool, I have, or in the reader pool, I have. Katie is coming. She channels the druids. She's a whole lot of fun. and it was a couple of years ago, she said to me, well, actually, Katie took my tarot class and she was okay with it. She liked it. She went home and tried it a few times. And the next time she came to class, I was standing next to her because I wanted to coach her and she was having trouble talking. The words weren't coming out. And so just to ground her, I grabbed her arms and just held her firmly. And the next thing we knew, she was channeling right in tarot class. And over the years, she has had contact with different beings. And I was at a fundraiser one night and she was there and she said, oh, I have a druid now. And I said, well, come and sit in my car with me. I want to meet him. So we had a little conversation.
She
will be there.
It's exciting. I mean, what could be more entertaining than meeting people like that the whole weekend, just one after another? I mean, people don't realize. To me, it's the most, I call it the Super Bowl. It's the most entertaining thing you could possibly be in.
And it keeps your mind really active. You know, like you just really... It's better than any mystery novel.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
better than, you know, any puzzle because it's consequential, you know, that you follow it, that you're investigating it. And that's what makes it so much fun.
Let's go through the dates and your contact information. So for now it's sort of sold out, but you will get more because I'm sure it's going to open up. You guys are pretty far along there. So when are the dates and how do people contact? We'll put the links in and I'll have this on my podcast. Maybe tomorrow I'll put this on my podcast and I'll provide the links on there as well. So
the way to learn about everything is to go to my website, which is internalwilderness.com. Okay. And you'll see a lot of drop-down menus at the top. Worldwide Metaphysical Tribe is the one you want to look for. And below that are many different links about different ways, different things that you want to know, vendors, readers, sponsors, you know, how to pay, how it lasts, where to get tickets, all that stuff. If you want to contact me, you would just go, write to deb@internalwilderness.com. And the ticket links are there. Everything's all set up and ready for you. We're actually not quite sold out. I maybe have 10 tickets left, but I know I'll be opening it up. I'm talking to the venue owner right now, and her lawyers are just going through the fine print of what all this opening up stuff means. And then as soon as they are sure about that, then, you know, we'll know exactly what we can do. But yes, everything is opening.
Beautiful. Well, and what about accommodations? It must be a pretty big place if you've got.
Well, actually, I rent out the B&B. And by the way, the dates this year are August 19, 20, 21. And the final goodbye breakfast is the 22nd. Okay. And that's a Sunday. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday evening, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I rent out the entire inn, which is depends, could be 8 rooms. And then I rent about 5 Airbnbs in the neighborhood, and they're all gone. I mean, you know, they're all rented out already. But we do have other B&Bs. We have other Airbnbs. We have Holiday Inn Express within driving distance. Okay. So it's possible to get accommodations still.
Beautiful. Does anybody come early? Sometimes you see that at conferences where people, I think you and I are going to get together a little bit early, where people actually show up the day before and they sort of, because a lot of times at conferences, you really don't have that much time. You're going here, going there in the lecture and whatever. So a lot of people will come in or stay later and just sort of hang out and keep the thing going.
Well, the whole problem is the COVID restrictions. So the inn has to be empty for 24 hours before people start coming for this. Oh. So it's okay if they come on a Wednesday, as long as the owners know and they can have it empty, you know, on Tuesday. So everything has to be there. But then again, this could all change, and it probably will.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we can assume that it'll change because you guys are pretty far down the road down there.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Anything else we want to talk about here, or?
Well, I think that I think this is going to be one of the most interesting groups of people that have ever come together, and mainly because there are people from the UFO and the paranormal community coming, and metaphysicians kind of sort of think that that doesn't really have anything to do with them. But actually, as you say in all of your talks, you know, it's all connected. And that's what you're so good at showing, is how it is all connected. And I really want to open people's minds up to that, so that they don't have to feel that, for example, they have to master every modality. You know, it's just a door. It's just a tool. Once you get past that, you know, you're in the same spot as everyone else. When I teach tarot, I say to people, well, you know, are you a Reiki master, or do you do some other kind of modality? Because if you are, that's the place I want you to go when you're reading cards. It's the exact same place. You know, we're all going drinking from the same well. So,
yeah, it's almost like sometimes people will say to me, their experience with this, I don't think I was abducted, I just have the dreams. And then I go, anything else weird happening in your life? Oh, yeah, they're still talking about ghosts and this stuff and their kids, and they had a near-death experience and stuff. And then they suddenly realize, like, yeah, they think it's not related. And you find out that people have these bizarre sort of backgrounds where they just never applied it to anything. So that's...
Well, it's consciousness knocking on the door, knocking on the window, knocking on the wall, trying to get your attention. You know, how can I get your attention? Pay attention, I'm signaling you, you know.
Okay, final question. You mentioned the soul contract idea, that we come in here to do something. So can you go through what you think your soul contract might be? And if you were, say, last day on Earth and you had to give your children or your tribe a message, what's the most important thing that people should remember?
Well, as far as soul contracts go, I would say that my soul contract, I think everybody's soul contract is to heal in some way, to heal others in some way, and to heal themselves. But beyond that, my soul contract is to open people's eyes to new possibilities and show them that their eyes deceive them. There's way more to reality than they can actually physically touch. And what was the last, if I, the words I would leave, It sounds trite, but this is really what I want on my tombstone. She made lemonade out of lemons. She made lemonade when there were no lemons. She can make lemonade out of nothing. Because we get drilled into these ditches where we think that, it can only be this way. Things can only happen one way. They can't happen any other way. And I don't see how that can happen, so therefore it won't happen to me. And you can make lemonade out of nothing. You just have to get out of the ditch you're in and realize you're in the ditch. And so those are the words I would leave.
Beautiful. Well, it was an honor to know you because you're one of the few people we have the problem. And you pointed out was that sometimes people who are in the paranormal think we're not related to those UFO guys. No way. And it's the same with science fiction people. Science fiction people don't want anything to do with UFO people. And I'm glad that you sort of came across to realize that there was a potential in the UFO community, which most paranormal people won't, and knew there was this connection to try to link these two groups together, because we do have a problem in terms of people parsing. That's what the whole contact modality thing was, when Ray Hernandez had this vision and the beings were showing him this wheel with all these modalities. And they said, you got to quit parsing this stuff. It's all the same thing. And that's what people do. It's your little cage, my country, and it's this separation thing where people are competitive, fighting against each other, when you've got to realize if we all get together and realize it's all the same thing and we're all connected, we're all one. And so I'm glad that you've come across to make this connection to the UFO community. And I'm honored to come and to tell some weird stuff and make this connection that people realize this is a weird world. Because I had the thing, and I've told people, like I had the 2000, from 1975 till 2012, I did UFOs. And I got the White House behind me, and I did all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I just had my bell rung in 2012, where I just, like, got teleported to a different world altogether. And so I know this can happen, that you can be dead wrong on what you think is going on. And you've got to open your mind to new possibilities. And when you do, then you grow as well. But as long as you've got your little box that you're in, you're never going to grow. So I appreciate your reaching out, and let's work together and make this really successful and get across the message. I'll help you in any way I can.
Well, thank you. I am so excited to have you come out, see you again. We met a little over a year ago, I'm excited to attend my own gig, because the people who are speaking are people that I look up to, that I think really, really have important information. And you're the top of the heap as far as I'm concerned. So I appreciate your saying yes. I cannot wait for everyone to meet you and to enjoy your words.
Beautiful. Thank you. We'll leave it at that.
All right.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, Watch this space. And thank you so much for listening.